This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. You are well aware, of course, that President Barack Obama is in a tight race for re-election with Republican Mitt Romney. But do you know about the contest for your local county commission? Other races are heating up around the state as well, from the 7th Congressional District near the coast to the Wake County School Board. We're going to check in on the Wilmington area today with reporter Pat Gannon from the Wilmington Star News. He's on the line with us. Hello, Pat.
Good afternoon.
Just barely. Just turned afternoon. Good to talk with you. Also, we're going to focus on the Triangle with John Frank from the News and Observer. Hi, John.
Thanks for having me.
Sure thing. Pat, let me start with you. Tell us about that 7th Congressional District located for us, and how is that race looking?
7th Congressional District is between eight-term Democratic Congressman Mike McIntyre and Republican State Senator David Rouser. It's being fought in a much different district than it has been in the past. The new district kind of runs all the way up from the coast, from the Wilmington area and Brunswick County, kind of along I-40 up to Johnston County, which is David Rouser's home county. That part of the district was drawn in by the Republicans who updated the congressional districts last year during the redistricting process. At the same time they added David Rouser's home county into the district, they took most of Mike McIntyre's home county of Robeson out of the district. They also took some Democratic portions of New Hanover and Pender counties out of the district and changed it in other ways as well. So it's a much more Republican district now than it has been in the past, and it's always been a conservative-leaning district. But McIntyre has done well there in the past, mainly because he votes conservatively on a lot of social issues. He also votes conservatively on some non-social issues, and he has some conservative endorsements from groups like the NRA. But he's a Democrat fighting uphill in a now a very Republican district, so a lot of people say his job may be on the line against David Rouser this year.
All right, and then if we get into the State House, Tom Goolsbee facing an aggressive challenge there for his seat in the House of Representatives, right?
It's in the State Senate. Tom Goolsbee has represented New Hanover County in the State Senate. It's the 9th State Senate district. He's been there for 2 years. He's vying for his second term. That district in New Hanover County has kind of flip-flopped back and forth, Republican and Democrat, over the years. This year, most people would expect Goolsbee to keep his seat. He's being challenged by Democrat Deb Butler, who's pretty much a political newcomer. Goolsbee's been known in the Wilmington area for a long time. He has a radio show. He's an attorney. He's got an office downtown. But Butler has mounted a pretty aggressive campaign. She's done the controversial transvaginal wand ad. She's also attacked Goolsbee on other issues, such as the defunding of Planned Parenthood, the cuts to the schools, and whether Goolsbee's really fighting for jobs in the Senate or promoting the Republican agenda.
Well, it's interesting to wonder how those progressive campaign issues play in a place that is becoming, would you say, increasingly conservative?
Definitely. If you look at the changes in voter registrations, not only in New Hanover County, but in Brunswick County, just south and east of the Wilmington area, and Pender County to the north along the coast, they're all and Brunswick and Pender have historically been Republican areas, but they're becoming even more Republican. A lot of unaffiliated voters registering as well in all three counties, but as a whole, they're becoming more and more Republican these days.
John Frank at the NNO, let's talk about Wake County and the Wake County School Board. Deborah Goldman has been all over the news lately.
She has, and not in a flattering way. The developments out of her case involving a police report and allegations of burglary at her home and naming a fellow school board member as a possible suspect have certainly cast a shadow over her campaign, to say the least. And we're starting to see it in the polls. State Auditor Beth Wood is sporting a comfortable lead at this point. Because really what the stories get at it questions Deborah Goldman's judgment, and there's more and more developments every day that will raise questions about, you know, whether she's the best person for that office.
Yeah, it begins with a romantic entanglement with a fellow board member, and then it becomes accusations that make their way to the police. And a lot of police calls that the NNO have discovered have been going on for quite a while, calls to 911.
Yes, and one in particular from a school board meeting that she was at, in which she called 911 after feeling threatened by another school board member who, you know, was in a heated argument about the firing of Superintendent Tony Tata, but she felt so threatened that she called 911, and that was the latest call, and certainly didn't really reflect on her very well based on what we're hearing from readers.
And this has had an impact all across, certainly across the region, with regard to fellow Republicans who seem not to be able to put quite enough distance between themselves and Deborah Goldman.
The Republican Party is trying to distance itself ever so carefully from Deborah Goldman. Pat McCrory, the candidate for governor, has gone the furthest in the televised debate earlier this week, saying very nice things about Democratic state auditor Beth Wood. He went out of his way to do so. But that's just one example of how Republicans are treating her as a little toxic right now.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about the races at the top. Pat, let's go back to you and then Frank, talk about your sense of how the state is going in the presidential race. We're seeing, I guess, it's leaning more heavily toward Romney. Pat, what's your sense down there in Wilmington?
In Brunswick County in 2008, John McCain easily won that county, 58% of the vote. Pender County, same thing, 57-58%. New Hanover County was very, very close, but McCain did beat President Obama in 2008 in New Hanover County. So as we talked about before, it's pretty Republican territory down there, and if President Obama's going to win, he's going to win elsewhere in the state.
John Frank, Barack Obama did pretty well in Wake County last time. What's it look like this time around?
He did, and the polls still show that he's up here in the Triangle area. Wake County is a swing district, though, and how this area goes and how strongly it comes out in support of President Obama could determine the outcome of the presidential race statewide. President Obama's getting his strongest support from the Triangle area compared to other areas in the state, and the same for Democratic gubernatorial candidate Walter Dalton.
All right. I want to thank both of you for being on the program today. Pat Gannon of the Wilmington Star News, John Frank of the News and Observer. Thanks so much for being on the program.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Coming up after a short break, what makes a good leader? Find out on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Stay tuned.